Hey, what's up, y'all? What time is it? Where is my vintage mic? No, you know what? I need my lady boss mic for this one.
Hi, it's me, Ayana, also known as Yana from the group
Immeasurable.
And you're listening to the Lady Boss Show with Veronica Charnel, that is. Smooches, everybody.
What's up, everybody? It's Courtney Williams with Life is Court on YouTube, and you're listening to The Lady Boss Show with Veronica Charnel. This combo beat like Dre, hey, I already know what you're trying to say.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Check mic 1, 2, 1, 2. How are you doing? Good morning, good afternoon to the United States of America. Or should I say the new United States of America? So let me ask you something. Where were you on the day that the news announced suddenly flash across your screen? President-elect Joe Biden. I mean, were you in shock? Did the earth stand still or what? Even if you were in another country, other countries were celebrating with us as well. So we thank you so very much from one Democrat to another. Listen, did you see people celebrating on the streets? I mean, from Chicago to Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, across the United States to New York, Brooklyn, sound off. You hear me? And it almost got emotional from hearing, and even Times Square, from hearing and seeing everyone rejoicing. I saw this group of people dancing and having a party at the gas station. And look, here's a major, this is another thing that's big for some who don't know. The ones that was dancing, having a party at a gas station, nobody stopped them, and they were not black. A lot of time people think, oh, Democrat, the blacks are so happy and emotional. It's not just us, boo. It's not just us. This is why I like to be a Democrat, because the Democratic Party is so daggone diverse. It reflects what the United States really stands for, and it also reflects all of God's creation. How can I dislike another culture? It's like disliking what God thought about creating. It is. Even the languages that you may not know, He created it. Read your Bible. We'll pull out the book of genocide. I can hear a seasoned saint, hi, how are you? A seasoned saint said, what she said? Did she say the book of genocide? Yes, you should know by now. I like to rename stuff. Aight. But it's a new chapter. It's a new era. We close that book. It's closed. I'm sorry, we're closed. I am not waiting for January, or what I heard someone say in the past, January. I am not waiting for January to come to say it's a new chapter. It's a new chapter right now. Do you feel me? Everybody was sick and tired of that mess. That's why they had a block party. I mean, you didn't have to text nobody. You didn't have to create a Facebook event. You didn't even have to go live on Periscope or Facebook or Instagram. All you had to do was turn the music up, and needed two people where two or three are gathered together. Guess what, honey? Everybody was in the mix. I almost fell out my chair. When I saw it. Yes, I'm taking up time because I want to. Because it's necessary. There is power in numbers. There is power and there is strength in numbers. I may do a little empowerment, but guess what? I do have a special guest with me today. Kings and queens of the Most High God. I do. I have a gospel recording artist with me. She's going to be talking with me a little bit later in the show. And I'm going to be playing her single, her song named Rejoice. Her name is Talasha. You like how I pronounced it? Like how I said it? I said it right too, y'all. Listen, her name is Talasha. So I want you to go and look up her music. You know she's probably more than likely on Spotify and Apple Music. Check her out on the IG streets and on the Facebook streets. But I bet you, even them streets from Instagram to Facebook, honey, even they were having their own little block party when that took place. But I am so happy. I am so excited for Biden and for his vice president, Madam VP. I said, Madam VP. Yes, ain't nobody mad but the devil. And ain't nobody mad but some of the Republicans. I do, before we get into the music, because I am going to be playing some music from Melinda Hale. I played her last week and I'm going to play it again. Because that's her song is entitled Still Standing. She is out of Los Angeles, California. A young black woman singing and doing her thing. Do you hear me? I may play like I play some of that Erica Cameron music from the way back. I'm going to hit you with Jakeda Carr. Yes, I am. I am. I'm going to go pow with Jakeda Carr. Don't be surprised I take you back, do a little flashback, do some little new, and mix with the old. It's good. It's a good mixture. It's a good mixture, but I am going to be bringing my guest, gospel recording artist, is going to be coming joining me later in the show. And I may do a surprise empowerment. Because I feel something down in my belly. I feel like saying, oh, glory to God. I like to say that.
to look at somebody as a matter of fact. Grab the hand of the person you're standing next to and lift your hand in the air. That's it, lift your hand in the air. I don't know what the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be. But I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it to let you go, to let you go. Lift your voice and say, God is changing our stuff. God is changing our stuff. God is changing our stuff. I know what it looked like before. I know what it felt like before. But he's releasing healing right now. He's releasing healing. Your hands all over the room and say,
this won't be my story no more.
That thing that's been keeping you up at night won't be.
This won't be my story no more.
Having just enough just to get by won't be you.
This won't be my story no more.
God came to pull you where you belong. Oh yes, he did.
This won't be my story no more.
God came to break you out of some stuff tonight. Oh yes, he did.
This won't be my
story. I don't care how long you've been. He came to break you out tonight. Hey, he came to break you out tonight. Yeah, he came to break you out tonight. Lift your hands all over this room. And if don't nobody else get it, get it for your home tonight. As your hands are lifted up high, I need you out of your own mouth to begin to shout in the atmosphere. God is changing my stone. Open your mouth and shout it like you, shout it like you. You want me to say, you want me to say, he's turning that thing around. He's turning up. Somebody open your mind. Oh, oh no, that won't be your story. No. Everybody say that won't be. Lift your hands and say, this won't be my. One more time like you mean it. This won't be. Now you ought to open your mouth and bless him like you believe that he's not going to change your story, but he's already changed. I need somebody to open up your mouth and get what is yours tonight. I said get what is yours.
Room for the will of the Father. me. Oh. And he knows me like no other. Oh. And he sees the things I can't see. But every day I take a breath, I'm thinking about all the time I've spent, wondering when it'll all make sense. But I keep moving on, 'cause time and time again I'm pushed to try again. I'm making my way again. I take a minute to raise my hands. I'm thankful I'm still standing.
What's up, everybody? This is Veronica Chanel, radio personality and now artist manager for Jarius Cook Music. I founded my company, Monet Management, and we are so excited to be managing this rising artist, this rising icon. Monet Management, we believe in building iconic brands. So if you miss listening to that feel-good music, because we know music has changed some, but if you miss listening to feel-good music, that clean music, music where you don't mind playing and listening to around kids, your grandparents, great-grands, or whoever, it doesn't matter about the color, the race, or the culture. But if you like that good feeling good music, I want you to go check out Jarius Cook. His voice is comparable to, for an example, artists like Joe, Babyface, Boyz II Men, and my favorite, straight out of North Carolina, Brian McKnight. That's who Jarius Cook is. So make sure you go check out on Instagram, as well as Facebook, Jarius Cook Music. Smooches.
All I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
till I see ya
one time.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You gave me my gift, gon' have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. need you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. To the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like. Can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah.
All right, everybody, thank you for keeping it locked to the Lady Boss Show. I do have my special guest with me. She is a gospel recording artist. Her name is Talasia, and I want to introduce everyone to Talasia and her new song. I did see her video, Rejoice, but I want to kind of give you guys a little background of Talasia first. It's always good to get to know the artist before you guys start like diving into their music and different things. So let me just go and say, welcome to Talasia to the Lady Boss Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here this morning.
You're welcome. So I was reading your bio and I noticed it said that you started singing at a very young age.
Yes.
As a young child, I did see what stood out to me. You was going back and forth to the studio with your mom.
Yes.
Now that's different. That's a different story versus your typical artist when they form a little group when they were kids. Now, were your mom, is she a recording artist as well?
So my mom was a recording artist. And at this time, my mom was a secular recording artist. We grew up in church, you know, my mom decided to write her own music. And at the time when she was writing her own original music, I was just watching her. I was watching every single thing that she did. She would go to the studio late, come back, play the music. She would have a notebook full of songs that she would write. And I just wanted to be just like my mom, Lord knows. And so she said at the age of 2, as soon as I started talking, I started singing.
Really?
Yes.
That's where you get it from. So that's amazing. As a young child, you got the feel of that studio.
Yes. And
production, it's already in you. So you already knew the flow of it. Now, I'm maybe getting ahead of myself. Did you, when you said I want to be like my mom, that's when you started going in that direction?
I think that at that age, I just wanted to do everything that she did. So when it comes to putting on her wigs and putting on her lipstick and acting like I'm just like her, every single thing that she did, I wanted to do. And as I, you know, started to grow, it really just became my passion. It wasn't just because mommy did it. It was something I loved doing. And so that's kind of where it started for me. And it just, it grew as time got older. She got me a couple of CDs when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And I listened to them over and over again for years. I studied them.
Yeah. Yeah, you like me. I study music. I'm
yes.
like, I can listen to a song over and over, and I'm listening to the beat.
Yes.
And I can literally hear, if you play it like 3 or 4 times, you can hear every single instrument.
Yes.
And people are like, why are you into that? It's amazing.
It's amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I love music. I always said music is healing and music is bae. I always said that because I don't know how people can function without it. That's why I love the entertainment industry. So I want you to kind of tell us what challenges did you face becoming a gospel artist? Because your style, from what I notice in your flow, is not quote unquote traditional.
Yes. I'm so glad that you asked that because, you know, so many conversations have been coming up lately on tradition, especially when it comes to the church. And as a child, when I was growing, I grew up in the church and I was used to that, you know, hand clapping, foot stomping music. Mm-hmm. I liked it. It's what I enjoyed. But I knew that my style was different. And again, I give credit to my mom because when I was younger, she allowed me to listen to all different types of genres. So she bought me Brandy's Full Moon album when I was very young. She bought me Kiara Sheard album and Deborah Cox. And when I say I would listen to them over and over again, and by the time Beyonce came out, you couldn't tell me that I wasn't Beyonce Jr. So with all of those things together, my passion for music, instrumentation and vocals as well, it was my only passion. And it grew at the time. And now I feel like I knew then that my style wasn't hand clapping, foot stomping. And I was scared. Mm-hmm. I was scared that the church wouldn't, they wouldn't even receive me or my music or my style. And it was as I got older and my spiritual life, this is where it kicked in. My spiritual life grew. And I understood that God isn't put in a box. You can't put him, his music, anything that's about God into a box. He is the God of 1,000 years ago and the God of 1,000 years from now. So you can't think that music is not going to evolve and change. But the message is consistent. The gospel of Jesus Christ is consistent. But I love all types of music. And I'm glad that now God has given me spiritual courage to go forth in what he's given me to do. And I just thank God for the journey.
I like what you said, the God of 1,000 years ago and 1,000 years in the future.
Yes.
Because he's eternity. And sometimes we do forget because of that scripture, he changes not. No, he has not changed. But
not.
Time itself, even he know earth was going to change. That's why he sought a more excellent ministry.
Absolutely.
And created this whole new covenant for us because that other way, that old way wasn't, it's not going to work. It is not going to work. So I always like to, when I start to see something unique in artists that kind of stands out, I say, okay, what challenges did this person face to get there? Now, could you have background in choir though? Now, were you singing traditional or were you singing the new age?
I was singing traditional. I grew up in traditional gospel music. I grew up on the choir. And when I got a little bit older, my teenage years, I joined the praise team. And that was new to the church. Praise and worship was new. Back in the day, we didn't have no praise and worship. It was just choirs. And so, you know, I really was a part of even the evolution and the change within the church. And it kind of showed me that, you know, with all of that being said, you kind of have to have the mind that before the hand clapping, foot stomping, people praise God a different way. And
they
music
do.
sounded different. And so with that in mind, you can't just think that the way that we grew up is the way. God is the God of all cultures, all races. And so you have to be open to praising God outside of your norm. You know what I mean?
Right. They did have a different sound. If we were to go all the way back, we will hit the Hebrews, and they don't sound like
not at all.
They don't sound like us. They don't do it. Even the Jewish community today.
Yes.
We believe in the same God they believe in. You know, we reading and preaching off of the stories that happened within their family, their ancestors. But they still don't do like us.
Nope.
But still that he's a God of all. So I like that. I like what you said. I'm glad you brought that out. Now you and your husband, you guys are like got this connection going.
Yes.
Now, both of you are like into music. I don't know how you handle that. A household with two people are strong in music. Who came up with the concept around Rejoice?
So Rejoice was actually a song that my husband, the hook of it, Rejoice in the Lord always, that hook was in his head since he was a child. And so upon us, you know, coming together, first of all, God does all things well because he just gave me somebody who has the same passions that I have and the same heart for God that I have. So I thank God for that. And then outside of that, our music, the way that we kind of vibe together with music is unlike anything I've ever felt before. And so when he bought this hook to me and he sung it, first and foremost, we were going through a very hard time in our life and in our marriage. We never have been evicted, thank God. But there were times where eviction notices were put on our door. And
oh,
so,
wow.
Yes, even in those moments and termination letters, getting fired from jobs, certain things happening. When he sung Rejoice to me, I had to sing from where, I had to think about where we were. And I wrote from a very transparent place. And we wanted people to kind of get the God that we have. So when we go through things like eviction notices and termination letters, we're not shaken. We're not shaken because I know who provides for us and who gives us everything that we need, and that's God. And so because of that, I have a strength and security to go forward in rejoicing through every situation because I know it's going to work out for my good. He promised. And because he promised and I trust him, I'm able to go about life knowing that.
Right.
What do people do when you don't have God? And so we really wanted to write
that's
a
very
about
good
that.
Question. What do you do when you don't have God? And you said you had eviction notes on your door, but didn't get evicted.
Yes, did not
get
evicted.
That's a testimony.
That's God. That's how he does it. Because Lord knows I have no money, so I don't know what I don't know what happened, and I don't care. All I know is that they took it back. And we were able to still go on with our life and still move on and progress from that situation, learn from it. And I'm telling you, God has been working miracles in our life since I was a child, since he was a child. So it's easy for us to talk about the things that he has brought us through, even some of the things that are embarrassing to other people, because I know that the things that are embarrassing to me could help somebody else. And I'd rather be transparent and give people that faith that I hold on to every single day.
Right. And then, because that's how they can relate to you and they can understand, like, oh, I know where she is talking about. I know where she's coming from. And then they kind of see you in a whole different perspective. That's why God, you know, in the Bible, it says to testify one to another.
Yes.
It's so important, and not to be ashamed of your story, because you never know what somebody else is going through.
Yes.
So that song, Rejoice, is basically a testimony of you and your husband's lives.
Yes.
Overall.
Absolutely.
So then the video, I want people to go check out the video. Who produced that? I like how the video was organized.
So me and my husband, we do everything. We do everything from our music to our music videos. We come up with our concepts. We will set everything up. I really went to the library and typed out some eviction notices and termination letters, and we set up at our church and at the beach, and we utilize our family, which is he goes to our church as well. His name is Steve Forte, our videographer, and he literally just asked us what we wanted to do. He asked us our concept, and he literally just made it happen. We were a part of every single thing, from the concept to editing every 5 seconds of that video. So it was an amazing process for me, and I really was excited to capture the message that I wanted to capture and that I wanted people to be able to mm-hmm. hold tight to. So in that video, you're going to see the eviction letters, you're going to see the termination letters, and you're going to see God changing it around at the end. And I really pray that, you know, when people watch it, that they're encouraged. God will bring you through. He fights for you on a daily basis.
Absolutely, because that sounds like you and your husband got a production company going on. That's
we prayed on it. We said, God, if that's what you have for us, then fine. But we really love to take control of our ministry and what mm-hmm. we show people and our brand. And we're in control of every single aspect of it. And I like that. I like being in control of it.
Yeah. And you know what just when you said that, I see like it's training for you guys. Even like even eventually as you grow in the music industry, you're going to have people do all that, the production part. But it's good to teach and train somebody else when you have already done it yourself, so you know exactly how you want it to be done.
Yeah,
I love that part, because when someone would just leave, you like, oh, the show don't stop. I can do it myself.
That's right. And not only just that, but I think sometimes it's important that, you know, when you have other people do it, sometimes they can come in and they want to tell you what they feel their vision is. And I think it's important that whatever we do, that it's not just our vision, it's God. And I want God to be at the forefront, the foundation, and everything surrounding what we do. And as long as whoever comes in is willing to listen to God, I'm cool with it. But I definitely think one day we will have people doing what we're doing. But I'm enjoying the journey. I'm enjoying learning and being a part of everything.
Yes, enjoy the journey, because that's exactly what it is. And so I want you to kind of tell us to where can we follow you on social media, as well as your website as well?
Absolutely. So you can follow me at Talasia Music. That's spelled T-A-L-A-S-I-A Music. And that is on Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel, where you can find our music video. And we did a debut concert last year. You'll find that on there as well. And also, you can find our music on all streaming platforms. Wherever you can find music, you can find Rejoice on there. iTunes, Spotify, Pandora. And stay tuned, because we're finishing up our EP that we're looking forward to dropping. Yes, new content, new music videos coming very soon. So.
Okay. And also, I do want to ask the gospel, because of we're in the COVID season. Yes. Are you doing like any, maybe some future like virtual concerts?
Yes. I'm so glad you asked that. We're actually, we are doing our virtual concert this month of November. And we're going to be dropping it really soon, within a couple of weeks after that. So definitely stay tuned for that. You're going to get a whole lot of our original music, as well as we put together some transitions in there for you guys. And just we made it really special. We're actually dedicating our EP to my mother-in-law, my husband's mother. And she just passed. God rest her soul. And so we're dedicating this to her. God is so
good. It's going to be special.
It's
gonna
definitely
be
special.
Well, I am so glad, Talasia, that you came on the Lady Boss Show. Because truly, you know, you are a woman of God, and you're a boss babe. I mean, you're doing it. You're making things happen. Before anybody else come in, God just have you doing what you need to do to keep it going. And that's what you're supposed to do. And you're being very productive. Even like I did a video on Instagram, even in COVID season.
Yes.
Like we're praying for those who are going through, but some people God is blessing and they're just being productive. It's like you're busy doing all this that's going on. That's nobody but the Lord.
Nobody
but the hand of God. And so I'm gonna do like a season saint. I'm gonna bid you Godspeed.
Yes.
Them season saints will say, we bid you Godspeed. Now, I always talk about season saints, not in a negative way, but I always like to talk about them because they're the foundation.
Yes.
You know, we grew up watching them and a lot of them is still with us. So even though we may not be, you know, traditional, we don't do what they do, but we certainly thank them for keeping it going up until this point. Yeah. Absolutely. So thank you so much for coming on the Lady Boss Show.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh my goodness. You've been such a blessing to me this morning. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Didn't give me this joy, so I won't let them take it away. God's covered me in His grace, His grace, His grace. His grace and mercy covers me daily, and I know that He'll never fail me, no. He'll never leave me or forsake me. And because of that, Lord, I will. Break you, but Jesus, He wants to make you renew you, and He wants to recreate you, then put you in a better situation to level up and make you super saint. Call Him Superman, cause He wants to save your day. Don't get discouraged if things don't go your way, cause at the end of the day, there's only one way, and His way's the right way. There's no other way around it. Don't forget, you gotta rejoice through it.
Journey always enough when I am lonely. You're there, everything I need, love all around me. You'll never leave me alone when I'm ready to give. Lord, you won't let me go. You keep holding me when
when I'm ready to give. Lord, you won't let me go. You keep holding me.
Hey.
Stood at the end.
Right where I was.
You came to find me.
Dependable God.
You've been a friend.
I can count on you, you.
Never deny me your name.
What's going on, guys? This is independent recording artist Jerris Cook, and you can find me on Instagram at Jerris Cook Music. And you are tuned into the sounds of the Lady Boss Show with the one and only Veronica Charnell.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us. Down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
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 We worship you.
To
work. praises go up, blessings come down.
We worship you.
I dare you learn to praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us. What's going on in your life? You got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore him.
Come, let us adore him.
Thank you. Kneel down before him. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Come on, say amen. He's my Savior. Yes,
we worship you.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
We worship you.
We worship you.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening, for tuning in to the Lady Boss Show. I am so appreciative of you listening to me in the, whether you're in your car and you're working from home, or if you're back in that brick and mortar place or in your place of business. Thank you so much for tuning in. I even want to shout out everybody who's been listening to the Lady Boss Show. Also on Cultivating the Lux Lifestyle podcast. It's available on over 13 podcast platforms. I was excited when it hit iTunes, iHeartRadio, and excited when it hit Pandora. Shout out to my guest, Talaysha. Thank you for your presence in gracing the Lady Boss Show. It was an honor and a pleasure to talk with you. Our spirits connect, and I like your music. I know God's going to bless you even further. So listen, everybody, I want to get on down and get where I need to go by leaving some words of empowerment. There is strength in numbers, and there was power in numbers, because if you notice, Satan always attacks those in with strong numbers. So what I want you everyone to keep in mind, there's a scripture that came to my mind one morning after President-elect Biden was made official. And those of you who do not like Biden, don't come for me, because you don't like it when somebody say that. I say take it to God in prayer. I saw power in numbers. My mind immediately got onto the children of Israel, and it went to the book of Exodus, and this scripture that said, as the more they suppressed them, they multiply. Let me kind of go back. I want you to keep that thought in your mind. I thought about the Pharaoh that knew Joseph, and how Israel, when they walked up into Egypt, they was not in bondage. But then I thought about also as well, once someone came in the midst that had a different presence, a different spirit, a different mentality, and with a personalized agenda,
Here comes this Pharaoh that knew not Joseph. And next thing you know, he looked out and saw Israel. And he saw something about Israel that Israel didn't even see within their own selves. Some of you may be wondering, well, Veronica, what did he see? He saw a nation of people that was strong and great. He had to. So it's like God showed them what they was going to become. And they weren't even thinking about it. They were just living their best life and believing in the God of, you know, their God, and keeping it moving, right? But here comes someone that saw a significant presence, a significant thing about Israel, and he saw that they was better, must have been. Ooh, he had to. He had to see something that was greater in them than it was within himself and within his own people, because he saw fit to suppress them. But God is amazing how he takes the enemy's suppression and still produce growth. The reason why the devil divides so much is because their strength and their powers are in numbers. Let's be reminded of that scripture where he said where two or three is gathered together. All you need is two or three. And the Lord said he'll be in the midst. Can you imagine when a whole multitude and a whole nation of people, these different tribes, on one accord, he saw power, he saw strength, he saw their future, and Israel had no idea. But yet, by their suppression, he still caused them to grow, and he blinded Pharaoh. Think about it, he blinded them and didn't realize, I got them in bondage. You wanna say, you little silly sucker? Can't you see these people are still growing? He thought that killing and killing them on a daily basis. And they thought that even when Moses came into the picture, killing the firstborn was going to stop the show, was going to stop the flow. It doesn't stop anything when God is on a mission. Nobody can stop you when God is on a mission. This is your empowerment, so I'm going to get on down and get where I need to go. Listen, you have to recognize when the devil is trying to divide you and distract you. Satan never fights up against himself, because he can't be strong in that. He can't get the job done if one demon fight another demon. But these demons are always on one accord. So I want to encourage everybody moving forward. The United States, isn't it ironic that we have this thing, this country called United in front of the word states, but yet we're so divided. Why is that? First of all, these ancestors that brought this racist demon is still lurking, obviously, right? And another thing too, why are we so divided? Why? It makes no kind of sense. Why you don't want to help somebody that don't look like you? Have anybody ever took a time, for those who don't really agree, have you taken a moment and actually thought about that thing? That you're actually coming up against one of God's creation. Let me tell you something, Pharaoh didn't think about it. Not the one that knew not Joseph, the Bible say. He didn't think about it, he didn't care. And I'm sorry, but this Trump person didn't care either. If he cared, why did he bring on so much mess? When you put the wrong person in place and when you got somebody with that type of spirit, you going to have a problem. So when this Pharaoh rose up that didn't really know about Abraham and Joseph and his crew, when Israel first came into Egypt, guess what happened? Everything was fine, but this other one, he created a big mess, but yet God still calls them to grow. That's your empowerment. If I went over, I'm sorry, but I had to let it out. I want you to think about it. There's strength in numbers, and daggone it, Democrats, and shout out to the Republicans that voted Democrat. You got a special place in my heart. Look what you can do when you get on one accord. Hey.